With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a speech to top European allies meeting in Germany, Vice President Vance stands up for freedom of speech, national identity, and religious liberty.
At Friday's Munich Security Conference, Vice President J.D. Vance warned that erosion of freedom of speech and religion were internal dangers in NATO nations that rival invasion by a hostile military power. Among the examples he cited was a new law in Scotland that could impact citizens whose homes lie within so-called abortion clinic buffer zones.
Even private prayer within their own homes may amount to breaking the law.
Speaking a day after his visit to the Dachau concentration camp, the vice president said the winners of the Cold War should not emulate the political suppression practiced by former oppressive regimes. George Williams reporting.
In Austria, a 23-year-old man from Syria charged with stabbing six people in an Islamic terror attack. A 14-year-old boy was killed just days after the Islamic terror attack in Munich. Ahmed G. is reported by eyewitnesses to have laughed during the attack. The attack in Austria came just 2 days after a 24-year-old from Afghanistan drove a car into a labor union demonstration in Munich, leaving 39 people injured. Saturday, police revealed that a mother and her 2-year-old daughter were killed. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. responds to Ukraine rejecting a support offer.
The proposal from Trump's team viewed the minerals as compensation for support already given to Ukraine and as payment for future aid, the current and former Ukrainian officials said. The White House said a minerals deal would allow American taxpayers to recoup money sent to Kiev while growing Ukraine's economy. It said the offer was an excellent opportunity and that President Zelensky is being short-sighted by not signing it.
This is SRN News. Christians will pray for Muslims during Ramadan, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Followers of Islam around the world will begin a 30-day period of fasting on February 28th, and the Southern Baptist Convention is urging prayers for their salvation during this time. The SBC's International Mission Board has set up a website for people to join the Pray for Ramadan campaign, complete with schedules and prompts. Missionaries throughout the Middle East report a surge in Muslim conversions in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Education Department is calling on the NCAA to restore titles, awards, and records that have been misappropriated by biological males competing in female categories. The NCAA changed its participation policy to restrict competition in women's sports to athletes who are actually women after President Trump signed an executive order this month. It threatens to pull federal funding from any sports league that allows men to play against women. This is SRN News. The House Budget Committee votes to approve a budget resolution along party lines to rally enough Republican support to push it over the finish line. GOP leaders compromised with fiscal conservatives by tweaking the blueprint. House Republican Whip Tom Emmer says since President Trump took office, he's uncovered wasteful government spending.
The list of absurdities bankrolled by hardworking U.S. taxpayers goes on and on. But no more. President Donald Trump is delivering on his promise to shake up the status quo in Washington by ensuring the federal government is accountable to the American people who actually fund it.
The death toll is rising as severe weather slams the southern U.S. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least 9 people are dead after heavy flooding across the state. At a Sunday news conference, Beshear noted President Trump has already approved a disaster declaration and FEMA will respond to the hardest hit areas. More details at SRNnews.com.